Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. The Bible paints a clear picture that we benefit from being with each other as Christians. As we consider effective ways to do that in our very busy lives, we encourage you to consider what it can be like to be a part of a healthy community group. We will look at aspects of hospitality, authenticity, and belonging as Pastor of Assimilation and Community, Jim Bennett, talks to group leaders and people who have benefited at Harvest by connecting to a community group. Our goal is to make these groups great places to grow and go. Today's podcast is the third of a four-part series titled Being a Part of a Healthy Community Group.
Well, we're glad to be back for another podcast on community groups. Today we have Todd Keenan with us. He's a great member of our church. And Todd, we want to just ask you, you've been involved in a community group, and I just wanted to ask you and get your feedback on what are some of the benefits you've seen being involved.
Well, thanks for having me tonight. Definitely many benefits to community group, but the first one that comes to mind is the connection that you're able to make with other church members just in a way that doesn't happen on Sunday morning. I mean, you got to get ready, see some folks, drop the kids off at class. You're able to connect for a brief time, but it's just not the quality time that you do get to spend with folks in a community group. So there's that dynamic exchange of ideas and thought and time together in an actual community that you can do separately from on Sunday morning. And I've really seen over time, I've been doing this for a while, and the group does change over time. Folks come and go. You do meet others, new people, and they introduce you to, other church members, other people that might not be church members, neighborhood. So it really extends far beyond just your specific group, maybe assignment or community group that you normally meet with. So definitely gives insight there, and that's a real benefit that I see for being involved.
So along with those general benefits there that you've explained, well, that's really good. How has it helped you grow spiritually, maybe with some of the disciplines you've had in reading the Bible? And so how have you seen your relationship with God improve because you're taking time to be a part of this community group?
I think that's an important question because the spiritual growth that you experience in the group is a little bit different because you do prepare on a weekly basis to share and be engaged rather than just soak in information and just listening to someone else, or you're prepared and you have time to dive into different thought, whether it's good or not, challenge yourself. So that's really the biggest thing. It's a challenge spiritually.
Sounds like it gives you a gracious place to think out loud sometimes and process through some biblical issues and spiritual issues you might be walking through in your own life?
Definitely. It teases out some ideas and thoughts that you may not normally come up with yourself, especially with, being with others with a diverse background and experience. That's a huge advantage from the spiritual growth side. I think on the personal growth side, it does take an effort to get out and connect with others. I think as people, we seek comfort, and the comfortable thing is to stay home on the weekday evening or not go out after church on a Sunday, if that's when you're meeting. So, it does take effort to study, to get out, to prepare your home, to have people visit, and to talk with people. So I find that from the growth side is 9 times out of 10, or at least maybe if not all the time, I feel like I'm more blessed than the effort that I put in. And I hope that others feel the same way too.
So it sounds like the reward is worth the risk for sure.
For sure.
I heard you use the word share as you get ready to share. Do you find that the community group gives you a safe place to do that, where you feel like you can process something or suggest an answer and you don't have to worry about if you're completely right or not, but you have a good place to grow with other people as you're thinking about it?
I think so. That's definitely a fantastic element of the group, or at least one that develops in a group. If you're with folks of, like mind, or at least a like end goal, you can share and then challenge your views there.
And I noticed in our group, you know, I've spent some time with you and your family in our community group, which I've really benefited from personally, getting to know you. So this idea of sharing and being a part of a community group, what do you see that does for like making it an authentic relationship versus just a regular relationship, maybe where you can play the game a little bit more? Where do you see that authenticity come out?
Like a very transactional relationship, like you may have with your neighbors or some of your coworkers. I try to think about it from a very basic human element where I think we, 150 years ago, we relied on community. We relied on community for knowledge, for protection, for exchanging durable goods. And there's just it's very easy to get away from that. And in our life today, working from home, shopping online, everything gets delivered to your door.
Yes.
You don't have to engage in what would ultimately cultivate an authentic relationship. So having this group or joining a group and being part of that provides the opportunity for that basic human element that we are all really seeking. And along with that, you build that authentic relationship and you find yourself, you know, able to share with others. I think it's difficult to be honest with yourself, but to be honest with other people is even harder. But you build the authentic relationship, you're able to engage with them and grow and share maybe difficult things for you or things that are maybe on your mind or heart that, you know, you find that others feel the same way or, you know, are motivated to meet other people's needs or help others and work that way together.
Yes, that's a cool thing you said. I heard you say it's difficult to be honest with yourself and even more difficult to be honest with other people. I would think then studying the scripture together would be a way to really bring out that authenticity because the gospel itself would call us to run towards God even though we know we're broken people.
And that's true. And the scripture is always authentic. There's no way that you can get away from that. So even if you're not authentic with yourself or with others, there is one truth that will always be authentic.
Now, how has this helped? You know, as part of being a community group, you do this with your family and with your wife and kids. How has that helped your family and marriage to see this modeled, or maybe you're in your studying or you're praying, you've seen it impact your marriage in a way? Do you want to talk about that for a moment?
Of course. There's many ways that it's helped the family, specifically, maybe just from a lifestyle standpoint, from, you know, others helping with meals or watching children or helping with projects. There's definitely the element of community there that, you know, you may not always get from just people that you live nearby and your neighbors. So
yes, yeah, so you've gone beyond the group time. It sounds like, you know, you've spent time serving each other.
Right. It's not only on Sunday or whenever you do hold the meeting time, you do engage with each other outside of it. So that's a huge element that's been a beneficial for our family. And again, I hope that we've been able to help others as well too. But on the spiritual side, you walk away and you think back on the conversations that were had and the prayers that were offered up and what it means to, you know, your fellow community members, what it means to you. How can you improve in your life, your spiritual life together as a husband and wife, or your spiritual life with your children.
Mm-hmm.
There's often good times to, you know, discuss with each other on how you approach certain things and how you pray and, you know, the way that you work with others and engage on, you know, trying to reach out to maybe unbelievers or even to family members or someone that's weighing on your heart.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I've noticed in some groups that are really healthy there, you know, it inspires the family, and if it's a married couple, it inspires the married couple often to be outward focused and to look to serve, and then we're encouraging each other that way to live a real Christian life when we're apart from each other, but then to really help strengthen that with each other when we're together. So I'm certainly seeing that in your life. I'm glad that you're a part of that, you and Amy, and you guys have helped me grow the way I've heard you pray and your authenticity when we're together. So I appreciate that. As we listen to you today, it's encouraging just to know that community groups can be a place, although it may take some time as you build the relationships, the reward is really worth it to get to a place where you can be real with people, where you can love them for who they are and who God's building them into, and the gospel then can call us to be gracious to each other as we all pursue Christ together. So is anything else you want to add as we wrap it up for today's podcast that you want to say about a benefit of community group or to encourage someone who's listening in a certain way?
Sure. Real quick, I think, you know, with a regular meeting frequency, I think we can get maybe beat down or just kind of tired during the week. I'd always find the group to be engaging and igniting another passion to, you know, live for Christ, to do the best that we can as a spiritual leader and for our families. And two, just for those that have not engaged, because it's easier not to, I would definitely encourage you to reach out and look into how you can join others. I think you'll definitely see a benefit. And in the long run, you won't know where it leads, but I'm sure it'll be spiritually profitable and enjoyable for you as well.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing today. We're glad you've joined us for this podcast. Next week, you'll hear from some newer members about the opportunities or challenges of when you're a little newer, about taking the risk and stepping out to get involved and get connected. So we've been glad you're here today, and make it a great day.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.